In suing the IRS and the Department of Justice, Trump became the first U.S. president to sue his own government. The $10 billion lawsuit settlement has drawn the ire of ethics and good government groups, as well as members of Congress. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Coons confronted Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche this week about the settlement.
Has it ever happened that a sitting president sued his own government for $10 billion and then directed the settlement of the case and the establishment of a payout fund?
Not that I'm aware of, but there's a lot of things that President Trump's the first of. No president had been indicted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Correct.
6, 7, 8 times either.
Correct. No president's been indicted. And will you commit that none of this money will go to President Trump's campaign donors?
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has announced he's introducing legislation that would block the fund from compensating anyone who says they've been politically persecuted. He spoke to the Associated Press.
Donald Trump is setting up a $1.7 billion political slush fund for the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and his other political lieutenants and hangers-on. That's an absolute violation of congressional spending power.
Raskin says his bill would ensure that the president couldn't just bypass Congress for an appropriation to pay himself off and his allies.
So it's utterly fraudulent what they're doing there. They're prostituting what's called the judgment fund. So they gave $1.25 million to his disgraced former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. They gave $1.25 million to Carter Page. Those guys both went to court and lost in court. And now they want to turn around and give them money for claims that have already collapsed.
President Trump has not ruled out paying off January 6th rioters. He pardoned them soon after taking office last year, saying that the rioters, who'd been convicted of beating Capitol Police officers and damaging federal property, had been unfairly politically persecuted. Washington, D.C. police officer Daniel Hodges is one of two officers who responded on January 6, 2021. He told MS Now that he and another officer are suing to block the fund.
Because I don't want these people to be rewarded for their crimes. And if they are rewarded, then it would just encourage them to commit more violence. Because for most of us, you know, the things that stop us from fulfilling such dark, violent fantasies are ethics and belief in nonviolence, which these people have already proven that they lack.
The Justice Department has not responded to the lawsuits. Congressman Raskin is eyeing a discharge petition as a backup option to force a vote on his measure if House Republican leadership blocks it from coming to the floor. A discharge petition requires more than 200 signatures from Congress members to force a bill out of committee and to the floor for a vote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.